KBND Radio News Time is 12:05 on your Wednesday. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Noon News. I'm Dave Jarvis, and let's go to the news center, Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. A proposed road expansion at Central Oregon Community College has some residents upset. The 700-foot extension in the northeast corner of COCC has members of the Aubrey Butte Neighborhood Association concerned about safety, aesthetics, and noise. Property owner Tim Cope owns the land adjacent to the proposed road extension.
It just seems to me absolutely surprising that your civic leaders and your mayor there would be so willing to allow the encroachment of a community college into that environment.
COCC did hold a public meeting with neighborhood residents, though city code did not require it. COCC VP of Administration Matt McCoy says they explain what they plan to do to residents.
The road in many places will be elevated, and in some places it will be submerged. And we plan on extensive landscaping so that the visual from above, which I believe is where the residents that are expressing concern live, the view from above will be of a green buffer, a landscape buffer.
Homeowners could appeal to the state's Land Use Board of Appeals. Residents are still considering whether they will do that. The 32nd annual Cascade Cycling Classic, the longest-running stage race in North America, began last night with a prologue in Central Oregon. The CCC is one of the most highly anticipated events in the region because of the economic impact the event brings.
Cycling is not just fun and games in Central Oregon. Cycling, and specifically these bike races, are a major piece of our tourism industry, and our tourism industry is a major piece of our overall economy.
Visit Ben's Doug LaPlaca says there are thousands of competitors, their family and support staff, and all the services associated with the event that can bring a huge boost to the summer economy. The objective of the Internet Innovation Alliance is to provide broadband access to all rural Americans. Former U.S. Representative Rick Boucher of Virginia will be in Bend Friday to encourage the Oregon Economic Development Association to join their cause by contacting Congress and the FCC.
Letters of support from organizations matter there, and that is in significant part my reason for going to Oregon to talk to the Economic Development Association and point out the tremendous benefits that will come to Oregon from broadband expansion, primarily for rural areas.
Boucher says if rural areas had broadband access, things like post-high school education, healthcare, and economic options would be available to everyone. Boucher will be speaking at the Oregon Economic Development Association conference Friday at the Oxford Hotel. For more details on these stories, go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.